with news from Aspen Public Radio. I'm Molly Dove. Pekin County officials have laid out specifics for the next public health order and the county's contact tracing operation. Alex Hager has the details from yesterday's emergency public health meeting.
Aspen Valley Hospital said they've seen a steady decrease in COVID-19 cases and they have the capacity to test all people with symptoms, both of which are needed to slowly open things back up. They're recommending that be done in alignment with the state's new public health standards, but with one additional requirement: face coverings in all public buildings and businesses. The county order will also allow residents to travel throughout the valley for recreation and recommend a 10-day isolation for people with symptoms. The county is also planning to employ 10 to 14 people for contact tracing over the next year and a half. That would allow health officials to adequately track cases even during times when the county is full of visitors. I'm Alex Hager, Aspen Public Radio News.
Governor Jared Polis says it will soon be easier for residents to get tested for coronavirus. Scott Franz has more.
The state is currently testing about 3,000 people per day, but Polis says the goal is to test at least 5,000 each day by the end of May. To do that, he says supplies are being sent to dozens of new community testing sites statewide. He also says results are now available within 24 hours.
It's incredibly important because the sooner people can get back test results, the sooner we can activate the tracing and isolation.
Ramping up testing will be important during the so-called safer at home phase when more people are returning to work. Polis says the state is also starting to test more workers without symptoms at nursing homes to prevent outbreaks in those facilities. I'm Scott Franz in Denver.
Carbondale's First Friday celebrations have been paused due to COVID-19, but that hasn't stopped organizers and revelers from celebrating virtually. Arts and culture reporter Kirsten Dobroth has more.
Tonight's First Friday will be held mostly online, but Carbondale Arts spent the week distributing chalk and yard signs for residents to create a yard art walk within their neighborhoods before they sign into the virtual event. Carbondale Arts Executive Director Amy Kimberly says that the combination of a community art walk and an online event allows people to celebrate while they practice social distancing.
This format really does give people the feel of community and the feel that we are all together, even though it's only virtual.
Carbondale Arts Yard Art Walk will take place from 4 to 6, followed by the online celebration. The event can be live-streamed on the Thunder River Theater Company's ThunderStream channel on YouTube. Kirsten Dobroth, Edlis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.
Today is the deadline to apply for the City of Aspen's Small Business Rent Relief Program. The grant will give local businesses in Aspen city limits one-third of 1 month's rent, up to $14,000. Applications are due by 5 p.m. tonight. Over the next few days, we're talking with local business owners and community members about how the governor's Safer at Home order affects them. It's part of our series, Anything But Normal. Now that Colorado has eased some restrictions on gyms, the Aspen Clinic, or TAC, welcomed back personal training clients on Monday. 2 days later, the Basalt Fitness Center returned to regular business hours. Gym-goers won't have to wear masks. Kate Locken is TAC's Performance Center Director and a personal trainer. She says that the gym is following Eagle County and state guidelines and taking a lot of precautions.
We have social distancing, of course, of 6 feet. We've limited our attendance for classes in addition to limiting gym access to 10 people. And, you know, we're being really diligent about setting standards that require people to clean their equipment. And then we plan to allow people to book 1 hour in the gym to use the facility with a 15-minute turnover time, which allows staff to clean. And, you know, this is going to be a new experience for everybody, business owners, members, clients, and we think it's going to be a process that evolves.
The Aspen Clinic's president and CEO, Amanda Wagner, says that most members have supported reopening, and she says employees are ready to come back to work.
The staff feels pretty comfortable. Everyone's felt good. Everyone's been able to exercise and is taking care of themselves. So the staff is pretty excited, I think, to start seeing people again.
TAC members can still stream online classes while the state slowly reopens. Next week in our series, Anything But Normal, we hear from a salon owner who's looking forward to reopening. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.